Hello and welcome to the fourth edition of the St. Kevin's College Students Podcast. St. Kevin's College is a Christian Brothers school in Ballygall, Glasnevin. Your hosts are Carl Mooney, Scott Curran and Paul Smith from Transition Year. Today we are joined by Narcissus Damien from first year and Cyril Sabu from Transition Year. Narcissus plays tennis in DCU. He's played since he was 5. Cyril plays cricket for Finglas Cricket Club. He started playing cricket when he was 7. They will both tell us about their inspirations and their best moments. So thanks for coming on, lads. Cyril, we'll start with you. What got you into cricket?
I'd say my mother, when I was younger, my mother forced me into playing. At the time, I didn't really like it.
It's a good start.
It was a good start.
It's how most people start.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I started, so basically before, when I joined, at the time there was no club at all. In Finglas, there was no club. It was just... There was a guy who actually just like brought, you know, Poppentry, you know, the center.
Yeah, Poppentry.
They brought people. You just like go there. You can rent the place out, and we just played a bit of cricket there.
So it's just a group thing, yeah.
It was a group thing at the start. Club. It was not official club.
It's a glorified social club.
Then later, the people in Poppentry, like the actual people, they rang up Cricket Leinster because we're just like, they found people playing cricket and they had no club. And they said, they had told us to register as a club. At the time, there was a different club where the guy who ran the cricket place played in Dundrum, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That was a big team at the time. But then, like, everyone there who were playing in Dundrum played in, like, are from Finglas as well. So once we started the club, when they established it in 2015, that was, like, one of the first... There was not many divisions at the time in Cricket Leinster. Now it's really big. Like, there's about, like... recently, there's been, like, about, what, 3 divisions that have been added.
Mm.
And that's like what, 5 to 8 teams in each division.
What division are you in?
So basically we have 3 teams, 3 main teams in our club, then a lot of junior teams after that, so like youths. Our 3 adult teams are division 12, 15 and 20. And 20 is a pretty relatively new team. We would have been, so we started last year, this team was formed last year. I play in the 3rd team, which is in Division 20 now. Last year it was only up till 17B, so there was 2 divisions, 2 separate divisions in the division. In 17B is called Development League, so it's like a mix of adults and youths to get a feel of, for the youths to get a feel of how adult level is playing.
Mm.
At the time, it was relatively good. If you do play in Division 20, it is class, because right now we dropped, so we won the Division 17B last year. Then after, once you win that league, you go on to play the Division 17A for the battle to promotion to Division 16. At that time we lost it by like a fair amount, but this year we're looking to get back, getting the promotion.
Do you have any tournaments or anything coming up, any competitions?
Tournaments, so right now there's 2 separate thing. So there's a thing called T20, it's called 2020, so it's like 20 overs, and we play that in colour jersey.
Do you want to explain what an over is?
So an over consists of 6 balls, 6 legal deliveries, a batsman face. So batsman stands, there's the crease, and there's these 2 wide lines. Like, so if the ball goes out of the wide line, you get 1 run, the batsman gets 1 run, sorry, the team gets 1 run, and then there's a re-ball. No ball, 1 run. In some cases, most cases, it's a free hit. But in our leagues, we don't do free hits. We do a re-ball. Free hit is like you can just hit the ball and you won't get out. You know, only way to get out is a run out. Then a bye is just a run where the fielders miss it. There's no bat on ball. So an over consists of 6 legal deliveries. Some overs can go to 8 balls because wides and stuff, so on. So we play right now in the actual league matches, there are 35 overs now. They used to be 40, now it's 35, and in T20 it's just 20 overs.
I've seen on I tend to see it on the Sky Sports a lot, the T20 is like the one that all the big teams playing.
Well,
I think it's the T20 Blast or something like that, or the Ashes maybe.
The Ashes, okay. Yeah. The Ashes is between England and Australia. That's Test.
Oh, okay.
That's completely different from T20.
Oh,
okay. T20 is called limited overs. T20 ODI, they're called limited overs because they're only like, they have a set amount.
Mm.
Test goes on for 5 days.
Mm.
So there's unlimited overs. It's just unlimited overs. You play as much as you want until you get out. Then you can draw. You can call the innings in. So it's, you get each team gets two innings. So you played four innings, and then it's the total of them two innings would be your final score. That's how Test works, and that's what the Ashes is called, in between England and Australia. They're a big rivalry. Limited overs, 20 overs and 50 overs. They're the big teams have sometimes, most of the time it's the series, called the ODI series, T20 series and the Test series. Most teams do that. They'd play two Tests, around three ODIs most, and then five T20s. That's if it's a regular tour of like the country. There's not Ireland plays pretty much. I think they're getting back into Test now. I haven't checked up on it recently, but I'm pretty sure they are looking to get back into Test. Right now they're prepping for the ODI World Cup and the T20 World Cup.
Fair enough. Seems like they're doing well, is it?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. We have new talents, Joshua Little. Who else do we have? Harry Tector, old talents. Pretty good.
And when did Finglas Cricket Club open?
As I was saying, they got established in 2015. At the time, I was a founding member at the time. all the youth team, we played our first match in. So basically, we were playing with rubber balls at the time, so you didn't really have to wear any pads or like any protective gear. Now you have to wear a full protective gear: helmet, gloves, pads, thigh pads, abdominal guards, everything. And when you first play, you had to play with rubber balls. Now we're playing with leather balls. At the time, you'd get really scared of leather balls because if you get hit, it really hurts. Mm. Nowadays, I just get hit all the time. It's just a used thing. You just get used to it. But we played our first match. It was a friendly against Civil Service in Phoenix Park. It was around 2016, somewhere in June, I'm pretty sure. It was like the first time I ever played against a leather ball. We lost the game, but it was a lot of fun.
That's good.
What position do you play on, like, the cricket team? Or is there positions in cricket?
Well,
I don't have any idea.
Positions, you'd say. Positions would be fielding, most likely. So there'd be, like, point, gully, long on, long off, stuff like that. That's where you stand. And you like, so long on would be, say, if you're in the batting crease, you're looking this way. Long on would be, like, to your left side. So, like, a left V that way. The right long off would be your offside, so it would be like in front of you, so this way, so the other opposite, on the other side. Same mid on, mid off. Then I play right now in batting, you get a top order, middle order, so it's like 1 to 11. I play around 5 or 3 ish, depending. And then bowling, there's the opening pair, so the 1 and 2, they do a maximum of 4 spells, 4 overs each. Not maximum, but like in 35 you can go up to 7, I'm pretty sure. 7. So my captain tends to make them do, if they're doing well, they're in form, he makes them do 7. And then so I'd be like first change or second change. So like after them to do 4 overs each, I go and bowl my overs with another person, so we're the next pair.
What was your highest runs total?
Last year would be my peak form, where I got 50. It was like a really quick 50 against in our opening game. That was really crucial for our points. But then in the end, we lost by one game against Cork County for the win. It was tough because we thought we won the whole thing, but then we didn't realize. So our team and Cork County, it's a team from Cork. They came up to play in Cricket Leinster. Now they have their own Munster divisions. We lost against them, but we tied in this points. So how Cricket Leinster works is if you tie and the match between your team and their team, if you won it, you get the win. But if you lose it, they get the win. That's how it works. So we lost our game against them. That's how they won the Colts division last year.
And you hope to continue playing when you're older?
I do hope that I continue playing older.
As like a pro, maybe?
As a pro, maybe.
Cyril's going to be on the big TV screens now, watching the same on the Barbers.
Yeah.
The same on the big screens in the Barbers now.
Going to be seeing him on in the restaurants.
In the restaurants. Very
Zoom in, see.
Sadly enough, it's the one no one watches.
So, Narcis, we'll go over to you now. You like tennis, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So tell us, when did you start playing?
Well, I started at the age of 5. when my dad actually put me into playing tennis, because he was interested in playing tennis, and he was studying it, so he helped me a lot. I started training in Westbrook Clontarf for a few years, when I started playing well and I knew all the skills in tennis, and my coach, she really liked how I played, and she was like one of the best coaches in Ireland, and she asked me if I would like to play in the, like, if I would like to train in the best club in Ireland, and it was a great opportunity. And when I went to the club in DCU, there were lots of other people playing tennis, and they were really good. They're like top 50 in Ireland, and it was really good. And it was like a trial for me. I had a trial to see if I'll get accepted in the club. I did that. I played a few matches against other people, and I won. And yeah, I got accepted.
And I heard you were like number one in Ireland.
Yeah, I was number one. Like last 2 years ago, I started playing actual tournaments because I was too young to play tournaments. So at the age of, I say, 12, I started playing tournaments in Ireland, and I won a few and I lost a few. So yeah, it was good.
Did you get any good prizes?
Well, recently I've got a trophy and I got like €100.
Oh man.
Oh Jesus.
Nice little payoff for you then, yeah.
And how many good tournaments have you won?
I have won, so like I haven't played that many because of COVID. So I played like, I say, around 7 or 8 tournaments, and I won 6 of them.
Fair play to you. You're pretty good then, yeah, you're pretty good.
Now, would you say you're better than your older brother, Dennis the Tennis Menace?
Well,
you can't join us today here, sadly. Yeah, you're standing in for him.
Yeah, I say I am, because he's more interested in playing tennis than me, because he wants to train every single day, you know? And like he kind of gets jealous of me because I am better than him.
A little bit of a sibling rivalry we have.
Yeah, that's always good.
And like how long would you train for a day?
A day, well, I have Mondays and Wednesdays in DCU, and that'll be like 3 hours and 1 hour physical. And then the rest of the week I train with my dad in like a club near Glasnevin, Riversdale.
So no days off?
Maybe Sunday, a day off.
So your dad seems to help you along a lot.
Yeah,
he's very supportive. That's
yeah,
good.
Does your brother inspire you in any way?
Well, my brother, he does inspire me somehow, because he trains with me. Like, he's the person who can train with me, because my dad's too old, you know, to hit balls with me. So I go to a court and I play with my brother, and he helps me a lot.
That's good.
And have you got like a personal inspiration in tennis?
Yes, Roger Federer. I've always liked him when I started playing tennis, because like he never gave up. Every time he lost, he'll just be relaxed. Like he'll think that he's winning the match, and then he comes back and wins the match, and he is the greatest tennis player
of all time.
Yeah, of all time.
So would you say he's the best, maybe?
Yeah, I say he is.
I'm more of an Andy Murray kind of guy myself.
What if you go in and beat him now? Do you think you'll get a chance to play against him in a few years, maybe?
No, he's too old. He's 40.
I never know. If you get good enough, you might be able to challenge him. You might just bruise his ego
a
little bit. You know?
And he will be retiring in a year or so.
I'll get him by then. You'll get him by
he'll
then.
He'll be grand.
Yeah.
You have
enough time. He'll be all right. So do you think you'd like to, actually, seriously, do you think you'd like to go professional when you're older?
Yeah, I would, because like I've played for 8 years, and I wouldn't like to just give up.
Yeah.
I would like to keep on going and maybe become best tennis player in the world.
I think I could. That's probably well achievable by the stats you're throwing out now. You seem to be very, very good. Honestly, I'm kind of used as a tennis, to be honest with you, so you're my inspiration here for tennis.
Who's your biggest rival?
Rival? Well, like, you mean like actual tennis players?
Yeah, like who do you always play in, like...
Well, he was one of my best friends in tennis. I trained with him a lot when he was younger. I used to play with him, and I used to win him all the time. Now he's really good, and I win him, and then he wins me. So yeah.
He's not better than you, though, is he?
You probably know his little speck on your stairway to start.
Brightness. Yeah.
So maybe in a few years you might see on the TV screen next to Cyril here, you know, the two is up there, but sitting there having achieved nothing, watching you two.
Yeah, and I'll
start them on the
big
screen. I
would also like to play with my brother against my brother.
Ooh.
And play, you know, it's doubles, like it's I have a teammate and it's like 2v2, and it's like he can be with me and then we can hopefully win some tournaments.
I could see that happening, because Dennis as well, I know you're slagging
him. He's a formidable opponent.
Dennis is actually very good as well. He gives the PE teacher at our school a run for his money every week. Every week. So I could see us here.
Who do you think is better, you or Dennis?
Well, obviously me.
I think that's all we have time for. And thanks very much, Cyril and Archis.
Thanks for
coming on. Thank you.
And that wraps it up for the St. Kevin's College podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed each episode, and hopefully we'll be around again at some time in the near future. Thank you.